Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was sitting here during the one-minute break, and they brought in the new InfoWars magazine, the October Global Edition. Don't show it yet. I'm going to announce it officially tomorrow. I was having this moment where I was thinking about making a big announcement on air concerning the technocracy, and then they walked in with this. You'll know what I'm talking about tomorrow when I show you the cover. This is humanity's greatest challenge, and I do not feel worthy to be here communicating to you truths this hardcore, this huge. Man, I tell you, this new publication is powerful. I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I do intend to take a lot of them in this hour. Wow. If you like the last issue, this is going to really, really blow you away. I'm trying to find the cover story. Maybe I show people just the cover story. You know what? I'll just do this tomorrow. You know, it's almost exhausting to take off and not be here doing the radio show because my mind's working the whole time I'm here. And when I stay focused just on basic operations and everything else, it kind of keeps me distracted from the depths of reality to where it doesn't hurt me. I mean, when I really start researching stuff and confirm that my basic analysis has been absolutely on target, it hurts. I know why a lot of people don't want to admit all this stuff, because, gosh, if you do, man, it is scary. But it's not even scary once you understand that it's here, this is the way it is, we got to do something about it. It's more just saddening. It's very pitiful. It's pitiful to see people with the pre-programming, the satisfied looks on their faces when they give you a preconditioned response, and you know they're like a biological android. They're a zombie. They were set in front of television from birth. They follow all these little templates that make them feel good about themselves. And as long as they are feeling good about themselves, again, I'm going to go to break and come back to your calls. It's just that I remember being 3 years old, playing Batman and Robin with the neighbor kid, jumping off the front porch with towels tucked into our T-shirts, and the neighbor kid looking up at me with stars in his eyes and saying, "We're Batman and Robin." And I remember being able to pull back from my shelf, from my body, basically, see myself and the other child standing there, and realize we're imagining we're superheroes. Superheroes aren't real. I'm on a planet, in a universe, you know, in this galaxy, and I am finite. And then for years, having that deep understanding that I was finite, and having these dreams every night, this reoccurring dream, where I flew out, my spirit flew out to the edge of creation, God's creation. And then there was the nothingness outside of God's creation. I liken it to a big spinning black obelisk, wheel, column, similar to what you see in the first Tron movie, but it's not red, it's black. And all the light goes into it. It's like the heart of a black hole. And outside of that, outside of the creation of God, outside of space-time continuum, there is nothing but the Creator. And here I am at 3 years old having thoughts and dreams like this, and I now realize that most children have those thoughts and dreams, and the New World Order's main design is to keep you from spiritually maturing, which begins all of you, all of that is in you at a seed level as a child. This whole system is meant to ever keep you from developing so that they can rob your spiritual development. As Revelation says, they traffic in the souls of men. All right, that's enough. Your calls on whatever you're calling in about, straight ahead, interspersed with a ton of top news. Stay with us. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home, and Bridgeford Foods' tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to go right to your phone calls, and then coming up, I'm going to break down the latest economic news. Man crushed by road flattening truck on orders of Chinese officials. Drudge Report's link to it. They gave it the headline, Man Crushed by Steamroller, because that's what it is, on orders of Chinese officials. They tried the Tiananmen Square thing, not wanting their farms to be taken by the globalists, so they just ran over them. We're going to be going over all of that. The Army's secret Cold War experiments on people in St. Louis, that's now been declassified. DARPA continues human experiments to create military super soldiers. Privacy expert, all protesters are routinely scanned and skimmed by drones. Yeah, they come visit your house. That's meant to intimidate you. For rent, your very own Agenda 21 shoebox apartment. That's being promoted by the globalist. French surgeon says half of rebels in Syria are al-Qaeda terrorists. Man, the globalists think we're dumb. Telling us give our rights up because of al-Qaeda when they publicly run them. But let's go to Jason in Tennessee, listening on 1470 WBCR, one of our oldest and greatest affiliates. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Got three things to bring up to you. But first, we might need a congressional meeting on that call last night on the Monday Night Football.
We better just shut the whole country down, you know. So what if... the economy's falling apart, and the government runs al-Qaeda, and TSA setting up checkpoints, sticking their hands down our pants. What matters is NFL football. What are you, not Are you not manly or something, bud?
Apparently not. Not according to what's going on here of late. Three things I want to point out to you, and I'm jumping around a little, but maybe it is all tied in. Newsweek, September, the first week of September issue, first or second week, whole article on how our surgeons are killing us. If it were listed as a cause of death, killing people on operating tables would be the sixth leading cause of death in this country.
Well, just the surgeon going to have a 2-hour lunch while kidney surgery is going on, or scratching the inside of the heart when they're doing a surgery and killing you. That is arguably number 3, 4, 5, or 6. They debate the numbers. But if you add the bad drugs, the surgeries, the infections together, it's number one. The hospital is the most dangerous place to go. It is a veritable death trap. Do you know who has the lowest life expectancy of any profession? Would you like me to tell you?
Go ahead and tell me, sir.
Psychiatrist, then MDs, then dentist, then psychologist, then gay men. Then black men. After that, and of course, these numbers vary year to year, but you can look them up for yourself. That is the most dangerous thing to be. I mean, that's how unhealthy they are. But they're going to tell us how to live our lives.
Absolutely. Okay, yesterday, my local paper here in Maryville, Tennessee, the Maryville Daily Times, children's deaths require DCS review. The revelation that the Tennessee Department of Human Services has not been notified lawmakers of the deaths of or near deaths of children in their district is required by law is an embarrassment, and it's been going on for 7 years. I'd say it's been a lot longer than that. Anyway, it goes on to say that 31 Tennessee children die in the first 6 months of 2012 while in state custody.
Yeah, I was about to say, they usually don't even say it in the article. They'll usually say CPS or DHS needs more money because kids are dying in the state. And then I'll see the article and type it in and find the real case, and it's always CPS killing them. You know, we played a clip we couldn't find. It was like 6, 7 years ago. It was in Arkansas. And in one town, three kids had died in a small town in CPS custody in 1 week. CPS had let their pit bulls eat one kid, and then two had drowned, okay? And they had the head CPS guy on there going, children will die, that's just the way it is. I mean, that's a quote. Children will die, just the way it is. 7 times more likely from anywhere. Children get raped 7 times. This is just department numbers. Look it up. 7 times more likely to be sexually abused in their care. 5 times physically. 5 times. Off the charts malnutrition. Listen, one summer I cleaned carpets. I appreciate your call, sir. Great points. One summer. And it was the most money I ever made at that time. It was something like $20 an hour. But you know why? Because you had to go in houses filled with dog crap and urine. And fleas jump that had houses they're trying to sell that hadn't had anybody in them in a month. You open that door, fleas just hit your legs everywhere. I mean, you talk about many times I had to go vomit in the toilet, and I was the helper. I had to move the couches and stuff. Oh, matter of fact, I'm getting sick. I'm getting sick right there. In fact, I'm not going to flash back to that anymore. Let's just go back. But the worst part on top of that was I was like, what is this place? Was the foster houses. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to stop right there. 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 Evil is all around us. That's all I'm going to tell you. And now I know how to recognize them. It's always they're men with arms about an inch around with pot bellies. They always are bald. Nothing against bald men. I'll be bald in 4 or 5 years at this rate. Real soft with little giggly demon smiles. And they got your kids. And let me tell you, they're going to take good care of them. Government loves you. Just know that. I'm an extremist. Just trust the government. They're good people. That's why I start getting angry. Diane in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, welcome.
I need to tell you that when I moved, I talked to you like 2 weeks ago. I was born in Venezuela. And one thing that amazed me about the American people was how docile they are. If you tell them not to do something, they just obey. They don't think out of the box. And that's, to me, is a huge, the biggest problem that Americans have, that they're not able to think by themselves. They have to be told what to do. If they went to South America, at least to Caracas, and try to drive, they would go crazy because there are not stop signs anywhere, not signs of any kind. And if they are, nobody respects them. So they would die. They don't.
Well, the issue here is Americans are under hypnotic commands. Look. In every category, we have the highest rate of everything bad. Okay, we went from the best 50 years ago, roughly, to the worst. And it's scientific, ma'am. Everything we're under is coming to every other country. We are under attack. If you were going to set up a global corporate eugenics-based government meant to exterminate the most of the population so you could rule the planet and truly conquer it, because, when the Romans took over, they killed everybody in most cases. The Israelites did that. This is actually an old program. What would you do? You'd take over the richest, powerfulest country. You'd use it to project power while shutting it down as well. You understand? So yes, Americans are docile. We have the lowest IQ. Not education, IQ. We're brain damaged. It's a fact. We've been under chemical attack. So, of course, we're docile, ma'am. We've been under absolute systematic attack. That's why I'm not mad at people anymore. I learned the clinical stuff of the zombie trance, the smile, the giggling, all of it, and it's just another victim. It's very sad. It's very sad, ma'am. You're in a nation of people under mind control to varying degrees. You're on a country on the way out. You're on a country designed for total destruction. Sorry, go ahead.
It's ridiculous.
No, I know. I got a guy who works for me who does a fabulous job. From Venezuela, and he says Venezuelans would never put up with this. But then he doesn't know why they put up with Chavez. Well, that's because, he took over and made them dependent. So, it's the same thing. But I hear you. Anything else?
No, it was just how amazed I am to see how docile and dumbed down are the American people. It's just incredible. It's so
sad. the statistics show it, ma'am. Look, we were domesticated. They put chemical and biological weapons in our food and vaccines. Most people you see are going to be dead in 10, 15 years. If you follow the statistics, the numbers of cancer and other diseases increasing, if this continues in 10, 15 years, folks, I've seen numbers of in 10 years, half the population will have cancer. They're killing us. Let's go ahead and talk to Peter in Washington. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I'd mentioned it yesterday when that other guy was on the phone. There is an interesting book that is a follow-up to what you said when you had that conversation with that eFood Direct guy. It was written in 1966. It's called Ill Fares the Land, The Famine Plan for America. And it began with the Agricultural Adjustment Act in 1933 under Franklin Roosevelt.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Secretary of State was Wallace, whom I think you know about. In the Agricultural Department was the Ware Communist Cell. Alger Hiss came out of there. Harry Dexter White came out of there. What they did then was they talked about overproduction. That's the problem with America, whereas actually they were importing food even in the early 30s. And, of course, then they were, trying to paint.
I'll tell you what, stay there. I am aware of what you're talking about, and it's on record that communist countries always seek to destroy the means of production so that the government can control it and social engineer with it using food as a weapon. Stay there. I'll come back to you. Absolutely. That's why they're pulling out all the stops to shut down small family farms and ranches. That's why they're pulling out all the stops to shut down organic food, because this is a takeover. Stay there, sir. We'll come right back to you. Then we'll get to Tim, Jones, Paulo, and many others straight ahead. Stay with us.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE peanut butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Are you tired of bleaching your teeth for $40, $50, or $60 only to find them getting yellow after 4 weeks again? Bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but doesn't actually clean the stain off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow ugly color again. Introducing the Power Swabs Teeth Whitening System, the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains off of your teeth so they stay whiter longer. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off of your teeth. And the best part is Power Swabs works in under 5 minutes. No more messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. Best of all, unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. Call for your risk-free supply. 800-501-3845. That's 800-501-3845. Power Swabs. Proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. That's 800-501-3845.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still, but nobody wants to know him.
If people ask you, hey, in layman's words, what is Alex Jones saying?
And he never gives an answer.
A planetary government run by mad scientists that controls society via fiat currency that they issue is playing God with our lives and testing things on us and then using what works for themselves. They give us accelerated cancers and then practice keeping us alive with them. all different sorts of treatments. I mean, it's just, it's so unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, and it's so in our face. And I know I'm getting off on the medical tyranny a lot today. It's because that's what it's all about. Everything else is window dressing. Let's go back to the calls here. Let's talk to Peter in Washington. Peter, you were getting into the communist plan. They did it everywhere. Ukraine, they did it in China. They do it everywhere where they come in, collectivize the farms. And here they did it by subsidies, which, you know, at first were, you know, real good for farmers. But you can see what it's done over time. Beef prices are the highest they've ever been. But people are going bankrupt everywhere that actually grow cattle. That's what they call it, grow, you know, beef cattle, because they've designed it. Just like people with natural gas wells are getting almost no money, but the big companies are making tons of money. Everything has been gamed and rigged. Go ahead.
Yeah, this book, Ill Fares the Land, he mentions, by the way, organic farming, which he says is a good idea. This is 1966. And yes, he also is aware of the corporate problem, because he said the big problem is to get the farmer's stuff to market. And he's got various solutions for it. This is a book you probably can't find on the internet. If you'll put one of your people on the phone afterwards with an address that I'm just going to send it to you guys, because I think you can do more good out of it than I can.
Well, certainly we'll look into it and see if the author is still alive. Did you want to make any other points about the communist connection you were getting into?
I'll just briefly, that continued on to the Kennedy administration, the Eisenhower administration, Ezra Taft Benson, the Mormon elder who was Secretary of Agriculture, fought that bureaucracy. But, you know, as he points out, he wasn't too successful because he called his book Crossfire. And then it went back again with Kennedy, and of course this book was written published in the middle of the Johnson administration with Secretary Freeman, and they were right back to it again. That's all. I just want to send it to you guys because I think you can do more good with it than I can.
Well, sir, we will put you on hold. And we will give you that address. In fact, I can give it to you right now. It's P.O. Box 19549, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And thank you so much, sir. I really do appreciate you calling us. You know, that's the problem with all this, is that everything the government does has a propaganda package of how it's good for you. But all of it, in the final equation, is designed to reduce you down to slavery. And if you look at what the bureaucracy and the government's doing, for anyone that studied basic history, it's what authoritarians do. It's totalitarian. And it's nasty. And you try to talk to the bureaucrats and people, so many of them really get off on it. You know, I'll be out in public with my children. I was off work most of yesterday, taking time off of my children. And I went to the park with my children. I went to a store with my children. And both places, I had people say, "Hey, what are you doing playing hooky?" And in one case, the guy meant it good-naturedly. But still, there's that instinct to ask people what they're doing with their kids, not in a government training camp. The first time, the guy was wearing a City of Austin hat at the park, and he said, "What are you doing, playing hooky?" And I said, "Yeah, they're not in a government training center where they inject them with vaccines for cancer viruses. I do that now in line. You know, the government's murdering you, cancer viruses, the vaccines. That's how you should respond." And the guy goes, "You know, I know, I'm a listener. I wish I had parents like you when I was growing up." Now, at the other place, the person wasn't a listener.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Consciousness is such an incredible gift. It is so wonderful to be alive on this planet and to see so much of reality clouded by the poisonous messages that are in TV and embedded in sports and on mainstream television. Whenever I'm on vacation, I tend to watch more television than when I'm at home, obviously. And it's just everything is laced with destructive messages. All of it. And it's simple. When you are damaged, when you are dumbed down, you're not in the globalist way establishing their world. And I want you to have access to life extension technologies. I want you to have access to the incredible technologies that have been developed to empower you. I want to see you empowered. I am confident to the point of not being threatened by others who are successful. And that's really the difference between someone like myself and the establishment. It is inviting. When I was crawling up my shelf from nowhere to reaching tens of millions conservatively a week when I got attacked by other crabs in the bucket, it was inviting to join the establishment. But thank God I never did, because now that I know more, it is so uninviting. And I'll go back to your calls, but by that, let me just break this down here briefly. Have you ever caught a bunch of crabs, or crawdads for that matter, crayfish, and you get like 10 of them in a big bucket or an ice chest, and when one tries to get out, they run over and grab him and start pinching him. As long as he's not trying to climb out, they don't attack. And I noticed that trying to climb out of here, people attacked me a lot, including people that said they were patriots and anti-New World Order. Those people weren't success, didn't have a lot of success because their hearts weren't pure. None of us are perfect, but you know, the heart is either pointed in the direction of good or bad. And people who want status, people who really are looking for worldly power, they are never that successful from the perspective of trying to do good, because someone who's into evil just really cannot do good in the final equation. It gets put through that filter and gets twisted. Even if your heart's turned towards good, a lot of it ends up being turned towards bad. And I don't want to preach anymore. It's just that my brain is always storming with information and things I want to talk about, and it's frustrating. It makes my head hurt. I don't even know why I got off into the crab in the bucket analogy. The issue is, a lot of people get hurt. A lot of people get dominated. A lot of people get run over in life. And so they decide to be cold. They decide to be hard. They decide to do whatever it takes to find avenues that will give them temporal or physical manifestations of power to protect themselves. A lot of people join evil because they think they need its power to be strong. Others join it because they simply enjoy exercising it. Others join it by peer pressure. Some join it consciously because it is of their essence. Some people were born to be wicked. Some were born to be wild. Some were born to be good. Some were born to sacrifice for others. But some were born, and there's something to bloodlines. There's a lot of bloodlines that from which pure evil flows, to serve darkness. And make no mistake, those of us that are alive on this planet now who see what's going on and who understand what's going on, we have a sacred duty. A predestined lot to resist darkness. And if you do not take that destiny in your hands, that's your free will. But that destiny is lying there for you. And it will take you to incredible places when you begin to fight corruption. Some of them good, some of them bad. And I don't just mean places physically, but places in your mind, places in your heart. Reality is all around you, is my message. And what you see coming out of the television is a distorted reality meant to hurt you. The New World Order wants to hurt you, and it wants to hurt your children. And I will tell minions of the system this. If you don't care about yourselves and you just want to die on a pile of brass, think about your children. Think about them. Because what we're going to see in civilization and the changes that we're about to witness in the next 20 years are going to eclipse 1,000 times anything that science fiction dystopics could ever imagine. and the propaganda, the chemical, the biological, the psychotronic, the electronic, Berlin Wall of deception and delusion is going to be so great, people are going to think it's normal when half their block is dying. People are going to run to the dark side. They're going to run to the establishment even as the establishment destroys them. Many people will not wake up as things get worse. They are going to double down. And then when things get even still worse, double down again and then double down again and again and again and again and again and again. Committed to their service of evil. Committed to their service of lies. Committed to their service. Their sacrament. So you better pray God gives you strength. You are not going to find God in 95% of these churches, I will assure you. That's the first place the devil takes over. These churches have convinced you that you're evil, so you might as well give in to it. Instead of telling you the truth. These churches tell you to stand down because God's going to handle it, when the whole Bible says the opposite. These churches are run by lazy, soft, little control freaks who know they're evil. So don't ever, ever fall prey to their Romans 13 deviltry. Let's go to your calls. I need to shut up. Tim in Kentucky, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Man, that was a great rant. Love it. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, brother. What's on your mind?
I'm a disabled veteran from Desert Storm, and I called in yesterday. By the way, the guests yesterday were awesome.
Mike Adams is just a very special person.
Oh, yeah. It's bothered me, the reporting about police targeting veterans. And so I went out for a couple hours last week and tried to get pulled over. I had a disabled veteran plate. I tried to get pulled over, and I couldn't. So I wanted to let you know that at least in my neck of the woods, it's all good now. But I can't. But the whole thing bothers a lot of us that are veterans. I hadn't heard a lot about the Camp Liberty going back, or MEK getting Camp Liberty, and they're taking off the terrorist list, and they're going to target us. After all that all that they've injected in us and made us sick, they're going to target us as terrorists?
Well, yeah, that's why they injected you with all the experimental shots. Look, here's the issue. Selling evil is really hard to do. The shelling, the federalization, the internationalization, the twisting is a big deal. You're right that the average cop looks at training manuals saying returning veterans are the number one terror threat, and it's waking them up. You're right that the average police officer is a good person. I've discovered that. It doesn't matter. Their bosses are now the same Justice Department that shipped guns into Mexico. So what I'm saying is, we either take over our towns peacefully as bulwarks against the globalists, or they will be taken over against us. It's not like any towns or cities are going to be neutral. The entire Homeland Security architecture is built around taking over state legislatures and taking over cities and counties with the army that don't go along with forced inoculation and stuff. So, yes, I mean, you've seen all these sheriffs and county commissioners and people and judges saying we're preparing to fight the New World Order. That's the issue, is that people are starting to actually wake up. But the globalists are just going to keep pressing it through. And that's the thing that we face. And they're going to stage all sorts of crises and big events to try to stampede the locals into going along with this. And the churches are all teaching it's the end of the world, so don't get involved, so the globalists can take over. Instead of the 100-year reprieve of Nineveh, the story of Jonah. You see, they don't teach any of that. They just teach, hey, it's the end. Oh, praise God, all this evil's happening. Yeah, they're going to, you know, make kids wear tracker chips. Well, that means the end of the world's coming. Praise the Lord, says the church lady. Instead of going out, I've got reporters right now in San Antonio about to cover a protest against them putting tracker chips on all the kids down there. And people should be there today for that. We should be out there actively resisting this. We've gotten in this position because when everybody goes to church, the preacher tells them, when the good guys go to church every Sunday, the guys that don't tell a lie and, you know, don't do anything, you know, wrong and love Jesus and grandma too, when they go to church, they're told, lay down and do whatever you're told. And so they're sitting there while evil takes over. We're supposed to occupy the land. And this is not a preaching show. It's just when we come down to this, it is a fight between good and evil. The problem is the church has been discredited because it was taken over by the 501c3 system, by the Rockefeller Foundation. And so we have to take over our towns and cities. That's why in the Army manuals, you saw the new Army manual. That's what you're alluding to. People can just type it in. Army training to fight Tea Party. They say they're preparing for the Tea Party to take over cities when they don't turn their guns in. Then the Army's going to have to come and put a perimeter around the city and start, you know, have helicopters go in and take over the city council. But, and then if people keep resisting, they then have a cordon and they just start going house to house. I mean, that's what the Army trains for. We've got to get the word out ahead of scenarios they're going to trigger to try to sell this takeover. And we have to admit to ourselves we've really gotten to this point, and that when Obama gets kicked out of office, which may happen, don't think it's all just going to go away because we get rid of Obama. You know, I saw a sign. In fact, I'll tweet it out at the end of this hour here in about 15 minutes. I saw a sign driving back from our family property in East Texas that said, "Save America, vote Republican." Go to Twitter.com/RealAlexJones if you want to see it. I will tweet it out here when the show's over in about 15 minutes. And, you know, those are well-meaning people. And on the surface, yeah, Republicans don't like abortion, don't like our sovereignty being destroyed, pro-family. Hey, sounds good. The problem is the globalists just have them in there as a placeholder. So everybody thinks, oh, well, that's our choice to get us out of this. When by and large, they're just as bad as the Democrats. Anything else, sir?
Oh, I was just going to add that I expected to be pulled over in the city and expected to encounter exactly what you were saying. But I want to point out that this, the town I live in, is the town where the two last terrorists were arrested last year and charged in federal court. So I expected high security here.
Oh, yeah, that's where they're saying the veterans were going to be terrorists. That's totally a shake-and-bake operation. No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and instead of trying to get cops pull you over so you can talk to them, it's just better to go in to their events, their, when they have charity events and stuff like that, and talk to them there. You know, go give them $20 for the disabled cop charity or whatever, or for the dead cop, you know, family charities or whatever, and then talk to them there. Go talk to your police chief or sheriff. I mean, it's probably not best to try to get pulled over to talk to them, even though that's what I do now. I mean, look out, you're about to, oh, you want to ask some questions? I'm here to talk to you. Let's go ahead and talk to Jones in North Carolina. Jones, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex Jones. This is Dr. Jones. I'm in North Carolina. Just want to add a few points, basically building on what a lot of the callers have said. It's easier to catch flies with sugar than vinegar. So like you said, you know, go see people when they're in a space where they can hear you. So if it's police at a charity event, I was talking to people just at the grocery store. Saw this woman, she's obese, she's going to buy some GMO food, she's going to buy some artificial sweeteners. I say, hey, you don't want that stuff because that's not healthy. And then she says, well, it's really for my son. My son has diabetes. And again, I know why her son has diabetes, it's vaccines. So I start, then I'm preaching, then I'm talking to her, then I'm giving her advice like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny said to you. You know,
and people are hungry, let me guess, 4 or 5 people came up and started listening.
I was actually running out, but I got the woman's phone number, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, give some websites, give some nutritional advice, and say, hey, you know, I don't want to charge anything for this, but why don't you just you know, tell some of your friends.
You are so incredible. I was just telling the guys, was I not two breaks ago telling you? I now walk through grocery stores. I don't wait. And I walk through and say, that aspartame is designed to kill you. Look up its manufacturing process. They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. Every once in a while, a manager comes up and says, is there a problem? I'll go, yes, they're killing us. Have you heard about secret experimentation? Yeah. Well, you know what's going on now. Let me talk to you. You know, you need to, like, lovingly as a human, we need to warn these people now. We need to get the word out now, like our lives depend on it, because it does. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, like, again, going back to what you said, and Sherry Timpany said, we're going to have massive amounts of people with cancer and a autism spectrum disorder or autism if we don't warn people and get them to avoid getting stuck into the allopathic medical tyranny system. So I, again, the other day I saw someone, a pregnant woman with her husband. I said, oh, you two having a baby? And they said, yes, of course. And I said, well, you're not going to vaccinate your child, are you? And they said, we didn't vaccinate the last one. We're not going to start now. So if the word.
But listen, you got to go further, Doc. Then you got to say, but you got to warn others. You got to warn others. It's an emergency. They're killing people. We've got to save them. This is real, folks.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In San Antonio or even in Austin, get in your car at 6 p.m. tonight. Remember Steve Hernandez and his family? They make them wear tracker chips around their necks. They track them on the school buses and outside school, just like school districts watch kids with cameras at home over the laptops. They've got the Department of Defense running AI computers that watch what the kids eat. And they also have a bunch of other different high-tech systems. It's going to be at the NSID Corp, 5900 Evers Road, San Antonio, Texas. And that's coming up tonight, 6 o'clock, at the protest at the place that makes the microchips. And they charge hundreds and thousands of dollars, something like $500,000 per school, for RFID that they use to track them everywhere. The Total Control, I hope to see you there this evening. I'm going to have my reporters. Who's going? Jakari Jackson and who else? Okay, and Melissa Melton, thank you. Okay, tonight on the nightly news, Aaron's doing the news portion, 7 o'clock Central. I am going to be interviewing the woman arrested in California for drawing YouTube Building 7, which shows the government blowing up Building 7. See, that could bring down the globalists. Because they said, get back, we're blowing it up, told the cops that, we have the countdown, they blew it up, everything, 47-story building. I heard them on the news say they blew it up that day. That wasn't supposed to go out. So all over the country, they flipped. So I am going to be announcing tonight, First Amendment week, and I'm going to go out this week, and I'm going to draw Google Building 7 all over the sidewalk everywhere. And I want people all over California especially to go to the store today, buy the chalk, and do your whole neighborhood. How do you think you're going to stop us, you murderers? You're going to get stopped, you killers! How many more kids are you going to inject today? We're going to get diabetes or brain cancer, you murdering slobs! I'm sick of you murdering filth! We're going to do whatever we want, First Amendment! Jam it down your throat! Think you're going to shut the internet down? We've already taught people how to do chalk on the sidewalk and banners everywhere. We're going to shove it down your throat, you murdering trash! You killers! You Al-Qaeda-running filth! All right, excuse me. I try not to get angry, folks. I try to just be focused here, but it's hard. So sick of it. Trying to charge her with a felony for drawing with chalk. You scum. This government is pure evil. And the local news said the neighbor did a fabulous job calling police on her. My God, you think of all the slugs out there that serve this system. Something else you can do to fight the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, is capitalize InfoWars.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the books, the videos, the Pro Pure Water filters, 10% off discounted. Nobody's got it lower than that. The Life Straws, everything gets a free citizen rule book. All the books, the films, the T-shirts, all of it. All of it. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com. And go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It's you get six memberships for the price of one. You can share username and passcode with six people simultaneously can be logged in. So that's $1 a month, $5.95 for a membership. That's really six. That's $1 a month, and that pays for the bandwidth and so much what we're doing. I want to thank all the members that are part of that as well. I'm gonna do a little bit of overdrive so I can go to Bill in Kansas and a few others, and I try not to get mad, but you know what? It is a natural response. Finally, Ron Paul said 2 weeks ago, it's time to panic. He said, you should be panicking. I played the clip over QE Unlimited and what that means. You get to pay in taxes for foreign banks to get trillions more. Yeah, we've got to get out of our comfort space, out of our trance, and go, whoa, cancer in children's up over 10,000%? Look it up. They're killing us. We lead the world in breast cancer. It's up over 3,000% from 1960s numbers. Lung cancer in women's up sevenfold. It's viral. They're murdering us. They're murdering us. They're murdering you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.